out there on the interweb surfing it, gnar style.
I'm getting Jones. I'm like Jonesing right now for my fix of something, and I don't like being apart from it. I'm addicted. I need it in my life. It's who I am now.
Addicted? All right, let me guess.
Destiny.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
I need to collect point new shit.
No, it's no Ingram's. Story. Thank you.
Braun, I gotta be
stomp.
And play with people online. I can't do it by myself.
Stomp, Wayne. Stomp.
I doubt that game is that much fun.
It's so fun. I'm just running around shooting things in the face, and then I get an Ingram, and then I can level up maybe one light level, and it's just rinse and repeat all over again, and it's so much fun. I just keep doing the same things over and over and over again, and it just gives me slightly better gear by like 1 point. It's great, and there's nothing better in the world than the repeatable nature of Destiny 2.
I'm guessing that's all sarcasm because that sounds fucking horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking bad.
Man, that's sad. You were so pumped about it. It's like, I don't know, sequels suck or something.
Now, I do enjoy the game a lot, and I am running around because it's so much fun to run around and shoot shit in that. But you are literally doing the same fucking thing over and over and over. And sometimes with a clanmate or a friend, and then you could talk about random meaningless bullshit. Otherwise, it's do the same thing over and over and over again. Run around, do public events. Hey, maybe meet some people so you can do a heroic public event if you got some jerk-offs that don't fuck it up for you. Like, there's a bunch of random stuff in there, but overall, the fucking story's amazing. The amount of time I've already spent on that, I've got my $60.
So you've already played over 60 hours?
No. I've played over a couple days solid worth, at least like 48 over since last Tuesday. So, I mean, like, I've gotten my, in that time frame, I'd say I've got my
money. What do you pay for it on PC? Because it's the same price as a normal console game?
Yes, wait. Yeah. No, I had a discount. It was like $50.
That fucking blows my mind that it costs the same amount as a disc copy. That makes no sense to me.
It was $50. That's 10 bucks cheaper.
But even then, it's like with that discount, it's still basically the same price. And you don't get anything physical with it. That's my point. Is like, I thought the whole purpose of gaming on your computer was you eliminate like the need to have discs and things like that. So it makes the game cheaper. But it's not. That's, you're telling me it's only 10 bucks to make that fucking disc they sell at GameStop?
No, I see your point. Yeah, I don't know. And the box.
Point is like, the whole point is it's supposed to be, hey, this is way cheaper, and you still get the same product, but there's no benefit then.
Yeah, there really isn't. I mean, it's just a bunch of virtual shit.
You can mod the fuck out of it. Like, you can actually do shit, which I understand that aspect too. But then that's you putting in work. That's not the fucking developer putting in extra time and resources into it. That's you. So that just completely defeats the purpose for
me.
I don't understand how it's still $60 for a fucking game.
This particular game would fuck you over, I think, if you tried to mod it too. Because it's an MMO. So it'd probably just ban you out and just like, oh. And that's the one thing I don't understand. Yo, you can spend your fucking hard-earned money in here, but then we'll just lay down the ban hammer for you trying to improve this game.
Right, and also the fact that you waited, an extra 3 weeks or 2 weeks or something like that?
Yeah, it was like a little over a month or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck? And so you're not going to let you have, like, the one thing that's really awesome about having a PC and gaming on, which is modding the shit out of a game?
No.
You're not even playing on the same servers as Xbox users or PlayStation users, right?
No, that'd be fucking awesome if we were, but no, you're not.
Then, well, fuck them. You should be able to mod the shit out of that. If you can mod World of Warcraft, which I'm pretty sure you can...
Well,
how can you not mod this?
I don't know. Did they? I don't know. That'd be a question for Jake, because I know they created, like, weird fucking servers and shit for World of Warcraft, but I don't know about actual modding. Because if they allowed modding, man, fuck. You got some dastardly people running around just ruining people's world.
In World of Warcraft videos before that Jake's shown me, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's like on a private server, so that's how they could do it.
Yeah. I don't know. Hard to say. But
that just bothers me, though. And I get, like, in order to do that in that MMO game, like what you're talking about with Destiny, it'd be really fucking hard to make servers that could support people modding your game. That makes sense. But at the same time, like, if you're just playing solo play and not online, you should be able to mod the ever-loving fuck out of that.
Oh, yeah, and you totally can. Like, if you don't want to play online and you don't want to see people, you could totally just play the story missions and fuck around and play all that shit by yourself. And yeah, if you're going to do that, mod away, have fun. You just won't ever be able to play online.
You're not getting half of the experience that's what supposedly, air quotes, if you could see me in my living room right now, as a perk of Destiny.
Oh, for sure. And that's totally it, because that's the original Destiny comprised my original... The friends list thing, when they did that huge cap, I ended up filling up that. I had to start deleting it because I got sick of it after a while when I quit playing Destiny. But I added like easily 200 people just from playing Destiny. Like, oh, cool. Okay, I want to have the solid list of people. So that way at any point in time, if I ever went, yo, I want to do this event or I want to go do a raid. Here, I got all these fucking people. So I can at any point call on people and just be like, yo, wait, raid. Let's go. It's like having a bunch of people with a fucking bug out bag at your disposal and just being, yo, everything's fucked. We need to go now.
I getcha.
So that's cool, but like I said, then when you quit playing, now you get all these fucking strange fucking battle tags and PlayStation friends or Xbox friends. You now have nothing in common once you fall off. You're just like,
Yeah, see, that's just why I'm not into those games, man. Like, I've never been into those, though. I remember playing Call of Duty when it was, I would say, at its height, which was like, what, 2006, 2007, when everyone was playing online Call of Duty.
Oh, I remember that phase, because you were showing me, that was before I even got into Call of Duty. Fucking, you were running around with double shotguns.
Oh, yeah, I was fucking people up, too.
Yeah, I remember that shit. Yeah.
That's one of the only time I was really into shooters. And I fell off that hard. Like, I was into it for, like, a half a year.
Oh, maybe. So you just bounced right the fuck off the entire franchise.
Yeah, it was like, I'm done. I remember playing heavily, what was it? I want to say it was Modern Warfare 2 is what I played a lot of.
That's everybody. Yeah, that's the big one for a lot of people.
But then once they went to, I think I played a bit of Black Ops 2. Black Ops 2. I played that, like, barely a little bit online, and then I fell off that. I remember when you bought, what was the one with, you had fucking, like, exosuits or what the fuck ever?
Oh, Advanced Warfare, which was, I personally thought.
No, that wasn't Advanced Warfare, was it?
Yeah, that was Advanced Warfare. That was the one with, God, what's that actor's name?
Advanced Warfare 2, then.
Don't okay.
Damn it! I might have to look all this.
I don't know, but that's the one with Kevin Spacey, the one you're talking about, where if you played the single player.
That's not Modern Warfare. I want to say that's something else.
No,
it's like in. I don't know.
You're thinking the new one. Yeah, it was Advanced Warfare, because they had all the exosuits and you run around, and you power slid and shit. It's like, oh, God damn it! Now I'm wondering.
Yeah, like.
Like, there's people listening going, you fucktards.
I fucking hate you guys.
How do you not know? Let's see. It had to be.
Okay. Modern Warfare Remastered. Infinite Warfare. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I have.
That's the one. Because Advanced Warfare is the first one from 2014. Wait, no, maybe you are right.
Yeah, I had that one.
No, yeah, you're right. Advanced Warfare is what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and good old Kevin Spacey. So I remember. Okay, so what happened was, that's right. There was Modern Warfare 3. That's what I played a lot of.
Okay.
That's what I played a lot of. Well, I played both. I played Modern Warfare 2, and Modern War. I remember playing some of Modern Warfare 3. And then this is what really killed it for me, getting back to Advanced Warfare, was you, like, hey, I got this game. Since you have my account or whatever, because I let you lend you my PS3 at that point.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. One finally. And you're like, hey, you have all this shit. I have the new Advanced Warfare on here. Try it out. And I tried it out. And as soon as I saw this fucking stupid ass exoskeleton jumping around bullshit, and I was like, I'm out. This is no longer about the skill of being able to shoot people. It's all this other ridiculous acrobatic bullshit. I like the simplicity of the other games where, like, if you could do, like, a really good drop shot, like, drop down and just shoot somebody, you were really good. And then they added all this other shit that I was like, this is fucking stupid. Then they went to space, and I was like, now you can really go fuck yourself.
Jeez. Yeah, all right. Well, I mean,
just got bored with shooters is all.
No, I mean, that makes sense.
Like, from, what, 2004 to, like, obviously to about 2014, that's all that was coming out every year.
Yeah, and I'm with you 100%, except when all of a sudden they go, but we have RPG elements, because that's the thing that turned me with Destiny. Oh, yeah, and see, that's, I think that's been me, though. I've always loved RPGs, so... I don't know.
Yeah, I understand that, and that's cool. My God, I'm so weird. I'm just really picky about video games. That's just really what it comes down to. I don't even know what kind of, if you can even classify a style that I truly always enjoy. I just, like, I end up finding a game that I like, and I'm like, I'm going to play that for fucking three months, like, even play it over and over again and whatever. It's fucking ridiculous. I also play games really different than most people. Like, it took me how long to beat Dark Souls 3?
I don't know.
Several months.
I don't know. I think that I don't know if that could be an average. I don't, because most people aren't dedicating that much time to fucking playing.
Yeah, like I would say, you and Jake though, you use video games. I use it for entertainment, but not like you guys do. You guys will actually sit down for like the length of a movie and play a game that long. I can maybe play for 45 minutes at a time. Like, I could probably log 3 hours in a day, but it's all spaced in up throughout the day if I have, like, a Saturday to do stuff. Whereas you guys will sit down in front of your computers or your consoles and just play for 3 hours straight.
Yeah, well, funny thing, and I'll go ahead and tell you this now. So I had Friday off, and, of course, Saturday and Sunday. Between Friday night and Saturday night, I think I got a collective maybe of 7 hours sleep. Other than that, I did not leave anywhere. I was in my living room or my bathroom, and only in my bathroom for quick spurts, and then right back to my couch.
See, I don't even remember ever. I can't even remember what game I could even say I've done that with. I don't think there is a game I could say I've done that with. Maybe Batman.
But I mean, I guess I use mine more as a, okay, I spent $60, I'm going to get my money out of it, and I'm going to save myself money, because instead of going to a fucking bar and spending all of it, I'm going to go just sit here and fuck around in this thing, and that way it prevents me from leaving and spending more money.
That makes sense, but like, I would do that too. I just, like, video games, sometimes I just can't do that. It's like, man, I don't feel like even moving my fucking thumbs.
Yeah.
So, but I'm also really weird in the fact that, like, I'll sit down and go to YouTube and watch a 3-hour podcast. And that's just two people talking. Like, there's no need to watch that. You just listen to it. But I'll sit there and fucking watch it.
Oh, see, I'm to the point in Destiny right now, because the raid comes out this weekend and they got more content. Just bang, bang, right off the bat. Right now, I'm just running around and I am catching up on my podcast while playing it. So it's just like playing in the background. Sense. It's a perfect game for it.
Right. That's kind of actually what I've been doing. I'm replaying Batman Arkham Asylum again, and I literally just have a podcast pulled up. And I have the subtitles on so I can remember kind of the story, but I don't really need to hear the game that much. So gotcha. I'll watch a podcast or have it up. It helps having dual screens. I can do both.
Yeah. Some people don't have
I thought about trying to do that and replaying, like, Bloodborne, or I've actually started in a little bit of Dark Souls 1, but those games require you to really pay attention, I think, way more than Batman does.
Oh, for sure, because then you got to you're paying attention to enemy movements because you got to remember the, like, pattern of the attacks. Man,
yeah,
it gets
exactly.
way crazy.
Yeah, I would miss all the conversation. I can listen to music and play those games, though.
Oh, for sure.
Dark Souls, because there's like you can read the dialogue, and it's not like it's overly important.
It means nothing.
Where to go?
Yeah, that's about it. At most, it'll tell you, "Hey, you need to go check out this particular area."
Yeah, it depends on how deep you want to get in the lore of the game. That's about it.
The lore is, yo, there's a colossal fuck ton of monsters, and they want to take you out.
I know, but have you ever like actually read up on like the stories behind like where all the events take place and why the monsters ended up there? Like, there's a whole back catalog of why all this shit exists.
Really?
Oh yeah, there's a podcast called
Fireside Chats.
No, it's like Stories at the Bonfire or something.
Oh,
like
no
that.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah, and it basically dives it. Every game he's ever made, they've dove into like the history and all that stuff. Because even like, you know how in Dark Souls 3 it has like the, and in Bloodborne, like different like little things pop up about items explaining their origin and stuff.
Yeah.
Those dudes have like deciphered, right? I shouldn't say they did. Maybe other people did, and they're just kind of reporting on it. But either way, they break down like why all these items are called this and what goes on with that and like why that monster is this. And it's crazy. It goes really in depth.
Damn.
I only listened to a few episodes, but it's cool. It's cool. I like it.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's the complete opposite of this show. It's called Structure.
Oh, yeah. Structure. Fuck. What is that? Oh, and that reminds me. You know how when we were talking about Call of Duty, I mentioned the Kevin Spacey game because that's what Advanced Warfare was.
Oh, God, I don't want to even talk about that.
No, I have to talk about this because it affects you because this is something you told me to start watching. So Netflix has canceled House of Cards.
Did they actually cancel it? I was wondering if that was going to happen.
Yeah, it's done. Netflix cancels House of Cards, says it's deeply troubled over Kevin Spacey claims. Yeah, that shit happened, what, 30 years ago?
Something like that.
They said...
But it all depends on the size of the gad, as Eazy-E would say.
Well, I mean, all right.
Actually, that's not Eazy-E. That's from, who the fuck was that? God damn it. It's the one guy nobody ever thinks of from NWA.
Huh.
It's not Dre, not Ice Cube, not Eazy. It's the other dude.
Yeah, so I hope.
God damn it. It's bothering me. Anyway.
Dr. Dre?
I said not Dr. Dre. It's the fourth dude that
MC Ren.
Yes.
How'd I know it?
Because I'm a retard.
No, it's just because I don't. I listened to way too much NWA back in the day. So this is crazy, though. I'm hoping.
Or wait, no, I'm even wrong on that. No, that is NWA. I'm sorry. I'm going through the
what
verse
the fuck
in my head right now. I'm going through the verse in my head right now. I'm trying to remember who said it.
MC Ren sounded like Dr. Dre if you, I don't know, if he was
It's the part
drunk.
Of Fuck the Police when he's like when he's saying he's going to fight him, and then he'll pull out a gun, and then he goes, it'll sound like blah, blah. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size
of
the
okay, now I gotcha. All
right, that was really random. My brain would not get off that track. It's like, you ever have a song skip in your own head where it's just like, like you can't even remember the words? Literally doing that in your own head.
And I don't know, yeah, because Fuck the Police is like such a great fucking song.
If I heard the song, I can do it word for word, but like trying to just think of a lyric midway was like,
That's crazy.
Anyway. So they canceled House of Cards.
Yeah, and so I guess, and that's the only reason I don't want to bring up all the shit that's associated with it. If you don't know, listener, the internet, I don't really want to talk about all the fucked up shit that's happened.
Just so you, I could save you the Google search, because I know you don't want to burn any calories.
Well, just say this: he became a Catholic priest.
Yeah, he apparently tried to seduce a 14-year-old.
In
supposedly, allegedly.
In the 80s, so there's not a Twitter
did
trail.
Did he admit to it, though? Is it allegedly, or did he admit to it?
I don't know.
I saw that story, and then after I saw like that, I saw him apparently tweet about how he now wants to live his life as a gay man, like he's always been.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's the story I've seen covered more.
Is that he was actually, in fact...
Yeah. Just,
all right, well...
I don't know. That's just what's... I've seen floating around on the webs, in the twits, and the twats.
Honestly, in this day and age, who cares? Yo, you swing the other way. All right!
Nobody cares that he is gay. Everybody cares that he might have allegedly... tried to seduce a 14-year-old boy.
So, how can we do a 30-year post-mortem on, to catch a predator? You just bring this guy back out, go get that time machine from fucking Rick and Morty, and build this shit in so we can
I'm
go
Chris
to there.
Hansen. This is Dateline, and today we're going to use our time machine and go back and catch predators.
Yeah, exactly.
Just... He goes back too far, and he literally has to fight predator. Like, why don't you have a seat here? Stabs him.
Will you take off your mask? No, put it back on. Put it back on.
Why don't you have a seat here? Take off that mask. Are you into BDSM or something? What's wrong with you?
Why are you wearing fishnet over your chest?
We have some text here from you talking with people, and it's just like an alien dialogue. He's like, I have no idea what it says.
This looks like a lot of clicks. You like black, slimy... phallic-looking heads on your wall?
Yeah. How do you feel about wiping out total species?
You look very proud.
I don't know why. My Chris Hansen probably is not anywhere close to a Chris Hansen.
Oh, no. It's terrible. But, yeah, I was just going with it.
But I just like it. It feels like you would be abrading somebody like this. Like this.
I feel like you could just put that voice to anybody that's, like, squeaky clean for no reason. Just
I'm Bob Barker.
Yeah.
Never pet, spayed, or neutered.
Damn.
Like, that's not even fucking close.
No, it's not, but it's that kind of a voice that's just like you expect, hey, that's a good... that's a
suburban
person.
White dad is what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's like the
it.
Midwestern person that's like, oh, that's a nice God fearing
hey,
fella.
My lawn. I work hard on my lawn. God damn it, Bobby.
And then that's the person that's always like, those goddamn kids are not even. Are they old enough to drink?
Those goddamn kids in their fucking hair metal music drives me crazy. Me and the missus are trying to watch Dateline.
Let's be honest, they're watching Fox.
Yeah. I wish the O'Reilly Factor was still on.
I miss him. I miss that guy that talked about money and broke his mug.
I miss that. Have you ever seen the fucking argument that he tried to make about how God exists? He had atheist or something on his show.
Who did this?
Bill O'Reilly.
No.
What he does is, you know, the guy's asking him, like, what do you mean? Like, he's asking him, how do you know that there's no God or whatever? And he kind of explains, he's like, I don't know if there isn't a God. And he's like, I just don't see any evidence so far. And this is what Bill O'Reilly says. And I'm probably getting this somewhat wrong, but I know this quote's exactly right. Where he says to the guy, well, how about this? Tide goes in, tide goes back out. There's no way explaining it. How do you explain that? How is that not God?
That's called the moon.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck are you talking
the
about?
The fucking moon's gravitational pull causes tide. How dumb is Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah. Well, let's ask all the people he sexually harassed for years.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Pretty fucking dumb, if you ask me.
Oh, fucking tard. Like,
anyway. Sorry about the coughing in the mic there.
Yeah, it's not like we got cough buttons here, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, cough button.
I
don't know why when you said cough button, all I could think about was the Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, I just started thinking about that, too. I asked for a car. I got a computer.
Hey, you know what? I'm not so sure you should just have been so bummed about that.
Oh, back then, no.
He did get to be able to hack into his school.
Well, and you got to think, back when that movie was made, computers were stupid. Like,
I want you to think about that, because I've never thought about that until just saying that. Ferris Bueller in what? When's that movie take place? 1985 or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Something like that. Like, it's
he hacked into his school's computer. Now I know there wasn't such a thing as like security and stuff like that.
Oh, probably not.
No,
yeah,
internet security. But still, he had to be smart enough as a he was 18-year-old kid, never having a computer until he was like 16, and then figuring out how to do that. That's pretty fucking crazy. What did Ferris Bueller do after high school?
Fucking hack the CIA.
He had to.
That movie was actually just a cover. His name was actually, last name was Snowden.
it's actually a prequel.
It shows you how it all started.
That's why they got Gordon, what is it, Jordan Gorsuch-Levitt? Is that how you say his name? Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
Third Rock from the Sun, dude. That's why they got him to play Edward Snowden, because he kind of looked like, not Pierce Brosnan. God damn it.
Matthew Broderick.
God damn it.
I'm just dying.
Things right now. I can't pull a reference out of my ass today.
You're just fucking dying on the vine.
Terrible. I'm just like dying over these non-existent airwaves.
Oh, fucking
a long weekend.
Yeah, I hear that, man. It's been fucking crazy.
You know, I wanted to bring up one more thing before we get into what we did besides your Destiny play, which apparently isn't a lot, so I'm glad I have this written down.
You're
a Texas Ranger fan, right?
Yeah, are we going to talk about what happened to you, Darvish?
No. Well, we can talk about that.
Oh.
But I wanted to talk about this. This is completely unrelated to the actual game that happened last night. You, Darvish, was a couple games. What was it? 2 games ago now?
Wait. Was it two or was it?
We're recording this on Monday, October 30th. So, two games ago?
Yeah, it was 2 games. It wasn't last night's game. It was the one right before.
You're right. No, I'm talking about last night's game.
Okay.
Where
Kershaw.
You probably didn't watch any of this.
Yeah, I watched Kershaw suck it up. Like, I thought he was supposed to be.
What I
want to
talk about is not related to the game.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk about. So, you're a Texas Ranger fan.
Yep.
You probably know this. I don't know. That's why I wanted to ask you over the podcast. Does President Bush own part of the Texas Rangers?
He used to be the sole owner. I don't know if he still has any stake in the team or not. Because I thought he had to give it all up when he became president. I don't know if he got back in.
Because I was wondering why the fuck he was throwing out an Astros first pitch wearing an Astros jacket.
Yeah, it was really fucking weird.
It was really weird.
Yeah, yep.
I also thought it was very interesting that they not only had him, but they had his dad there too.
Oh, did his dad pinch
some hot water lately? If you look on the web,
yo, hey, did he like bring a girl out there so he could like tell a dirty joke and slap her on the ass?
Is he incapable of closing his mouth now? I don't want to mock a man who is like very sick. Obviously, still
that age, but no, I think it's just so all the verbal diarrhea can come out now.
I guess.
Like, he's just.
But I just thought that was really strange because I swore they were, like, actual stakeholders in the Texas Ranger organization. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. it was bizarre. Especially since he used to own it. Unless he's just, like, fuck the Rangers now or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is it just because, hey, they're from Texas and they're former presidents?
That's what they said, like, proud Texans and former presidents of the United States.
Yeah,
And then I think, what is it? This is like George W. Bush just used to throw out pitches at places that had disasters or terrible things happen.
Yeah, maybe.
Is that just part of it? Like, have you noticed that? Like, he threw out the World Series pitch in New York when that happened. I don't want to talk about it. Never forget. And then he throws out the pitch in Houston. Conspiracy theories. People start connecting dots that we don't need to connect, so I can back up my claim here.
Yeah, and then they could come in and tell us about all this JFK shit they read when the files got released.
Yeah, it's just George W. Bush like, so hey, I really haven't thrown out a game ball in a long time, so I'm going to use my weather machine and just fucking knock the shit out of Houston because they're going to make it. We write the scripts ahead of time, so if it gets hit with a hurricane, they have to go be at the World Series.
It's all right, though. Hey, George, you got a lot of clouds there. Oh, that's not clouds. That's my blow. Tacos rule.
I ran off pure cocaine, so that's how I got this dust pile here. That's how my weather machine works, but they don't know what it really does. It's just gasoline.
It's okay.
I own all these oil fields down in Texas.
It's okay. All this is legal. It's from the state of Florida, particularly in Miami, where cocaine is the foundation of the entire city.
By the way, would you like a taco?
Tacos rule.
No, I just thought that was really strange. It really, like, I was watching that going, but he's wearing a, this doesn't make any sense. Like, if he would have came out in, like, a suit and, like, not been wearing either team's stuff or, you know, just a normal, like, whatever, just some kind of regular attire, I would be like, oh, okay, cool. I mean, he's just because he's from Texas. But then he was wearing the Houston gear, and I was like, wait a goddamn minute.
I would have rather seen him walk out kind of like Jerry Jones did in his weird, like, 1970s-ish pimp suit where it's, like, pewter blue for no fucking reason.
Dude, Jerry Jones can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Apparently, yeah. He's turning himself into a statue day by day. When he dies, he's already just, hey, just bronze me. I'm good.
They already, what is that shit they pump into you when you die for a casket?
Oh,
he's already embalmed when they get him. Like,
he has no internal organs.
He hasn't ate in 15 years because he had his stomach removed.
That's how he saved all his money.
Exactly. What the fuck are groceries? I don't need that shit.
I just need tequila.
I just need the Cowboys to win, and I eat feed off that.
And Johnny Walker Blue.
Exactly. Yeah, but the game last night, man, did you watch any of that?
Yeah, so
fucking nuts.
That's why I was saying, Clayton Kershaw, get a clutch gene. Jesus, like, it's amazing. He is possibly the most dominant pitcher I've ever seen in the regular season. Come playoff time, though, holy shit, what happens?
I don't think it's, well,
statistically, it's proven. No, every time he goes in the playoffs.
Right. I think, though, part of it is, like, which is crazy. Like, I don't even know if this could play in. But I think how many games did he start this year?
Oh, I don't have that off the top of my head. I want to say 50-something.
Well, it's got to be 30-plus, right?
Oh, yeah. It's between 30 and 50? Like, it's
right
in there?
Yeah, and I know, I think this year they kept most – I think he got injured at some point during this year, though, too. But they kept his pitch count under 100 pitches, so once he hit that, he was out. I was going to say, like, he might just be, like, by the time he hits postseason, just worn the fuck out. But I don't think that's the case this year because I think they took extra precaution to make sure he wasn't super tired by the end of the going into the postseason. And he's been pretty good, I would say, during the postseason so far. But, like, this last start, yeah, it was like he was back to how he is in the postseason. But I would disagree with you over this postseason. He's been really fucking good.
Dude, oh, fuck, I was way off. 22.
No, yeah, I was going to say, he had only 22 starts?
Yeah.
Or 22 wins?
No, 22. 18 wins, 4 losses.
Damn, that is really, oh, man, I kept, oh, I'm burping.
Yeah, that stat will do it to you.
Yeah, well, I guess that kind of makes sense.
But then he's got
in the postseason they shorten up your pitching roster, your starting rotation.
But I mean,
probably
he's got he's got a 2.31 ERA through that, right? And then he gets to the playoffs, specifically last night, Sunday, and just gets lit up.
Yeah, but like think about that. I want you to think about this when it comes to baseball. Most of the time, you know, granted, I know they play like 100 over 100 games and shit like that. But for the most part, a lot of the players you're seeing when you're pitching don't see you all the time. Now, this is the postseason, and they've seen him already. Never really see that in the postseason or in the regular season. It's normally like 3 game days, and then you're out. You rarely actually get to see another pitcher, you know, within the same series.
Gotcha.
This time they did.
Yeah.
So, like, you figure out a dude's stuff.
Yeah, that's true, because he pitched – I mean, that first game he played in game one, he was just – now, it was the opposite, because he was lighting up the Astros. Just strikeout.
My point exactly.
And, fuck.
So what you do after that, dude, like, after that loss, what these guys don't – what a lot of people don't know is baseball players watch film. A lot of people don't know that. Like, those guys on the Astros – after that game, going into last night's game, probably the day before, we're watching film of him pitching against them the game before, figuring out his timing, watching what his ticks are. They figured shit out. Much like the Dodgers probably did to – I don't even know the other dude's name. I can't remember it off the top. But he was a Cy Young winner, I think, last year.
Obviously he's good. But
yeah, but really good dude. Played really well the first time against them too, but then same thing. So that you can't just say it was like, oh, only Kershaw played bad yesterday. Even the starting pitcher for the Astros played bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that's my take on it. Like, you just figure people out. Like, if I saw a dude pitching up, I'm gonna know how to hit against him. That's like when you play. That was like when I was playing ball in college. Like, I was also a catcher, so I caught all our pitchers. So when we did scrimmages, I knew how everybody threw, so I hit better than everybody else.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's my take on it. I don't think he needs to get more clutch. I just think I don't know. Not much he could have done except keep the ball down a little more.
Yeah, it was Kutchel.
Yeah, he's good.
So
that dude's a straight ground ball pitcher, too. That's the thing. If Clayton Kershaw isn't striking you out, he's probably not going to have a good game. He's a really good strikeout artist, whereas that dude pitches to get ground balls.
Yeah, and 9 times out of 10, that's what you want. Because then even if they do get a hit, you got double plays constantly in effect. So.
Right. What's crazy is that first inning, I only watched the first 3 innings just because I wasn't going to stay up all night. And I watched the first 3 innings, and that first inning, they had runners in scoring position, and he had 2 outs. The Dodgers just did a couple things. They put the ball in play, and unfortunately there was a couple boots.
Yeah, I don't know. The bottom line is, even though Kershaw got lit up, it ended up being a great game, because how often have we seen like scoring like that where it's back and forth in baseball lately? It hasn't happened too much.
Right. Yeah, no, it makes for a great World Series. I hope this series goes 7 games, because I think it's deserving of that. I think it should go full 7.
So you're pulling for the Dodgers tomorrow.
I am pulling for the Dodgers just because I think these two teams need to play the whole series. I think it needs to come down to we both have to go balls to the wall here on this final game to show who really is the best.
Okay, so you get to see that fun game, because every game 7 where you got good pitching, all of a sudden you see starters coming in as a reliever. It's fucking great.
Yeah, exactly. That's when I like those games, though, because then that's when you see who's really willing to nut up.
Yeah, true. And that would be a phenomenal game. So hopefully that can happen. I think it can, because the Dodgers have the talent to win.
Well, especially because they're going back to L.A.
That's true. Yeah, it'll be a good one.
Yeah, it'll be a good game either way.
Yeah.
The whole series has been fantastic. There hasn't really been one game where like one team completely dominated.
Gotcha. Yeah, no. It's been surprising, because it hasn't been any blowouts, really. It's been so close. I'm enjoying it. Like, yeah, last night's game, 1-run victory. And, I mean, Yasiel Puig saved. I mean, just absolutely saved the Dodgers.
Yeah, he did.
I thought the game was over, and then he did that. And I'm like, holy shit, wait, what?
I can't stand that guy, though.
Oh, he should have pimped his trot out.
He's learned better.
No, he should... I mean, he should have been like he's driving a Cadillac around the bases. He deserved it.
I would like if I ever got to the MLB and hit a home run that was like in a big situation like that, I would literally carry my bat like and kiss it the entire way around the base pads like that, just like yeah, like holding it above my head like a goddamn warrior carrying a battle axe, just like
you get to the like home plate, jump and slam it down like Thor, just.
Exactly. Or you do the captain salute, which that was always my favorite celebration that I see. Like, I never got a chance to do anything like that because you get kicked out of games. But, like, I always wanted to hit a home run and hold my bat and then, like, sheath it like a sword and then salute the ball as it left.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's what I always wanted to do, was just, like, shink. I salute you on your journey
to infinity and beyond.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yep. So what you been up to, Matt?
Dude, I had a fun weekend. I got to go to the Cyclone football game and watch them beat the number 14th in the nation, TCU, which is probably going to boost up in the rankings.
You did. You went all the way up to 14 from 11 spots.
Awesome. I love it. Especially since we beat two ranked teams this year. It's been pretty cool.
Yeah, first Oklahoma, but was Oklahoma was 3 when you beat them, then you beat TCU at 4.
Yep.
Yeah.
A chance to win the Big 12 now.
Fucking Jack Trice was going ballistic.
Yeah, I didn't run down on the field, though. I didn't do that. Somewhat regret it, but then I don't, because we already beat a ranked team this year, and I wish people wouldn't have ran on the field, just being like, yeah, we're supposed to be doing this.
Gotcha.
But, you know, to each their own, everybody was having fun. Everybody's pretty pumped. I mean, it's not every year you beat two ranked teams in a row, or not in a row, but
top 5 ranked teams.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but that was fun. I think the coolest thing I did this weekend, though, like that was cool. But I went to something I've never been to before. I went to a pro wrestling show.
All right, those are fucking great. I mean, you're filled with if you like people watching. Those are the fucking, that's the best.
It was called Wrestling Revolver, or the Revolver Series or
something.
Oh, fuck,
man. This
is an indie one.
All right, so this is the fucking, this is weird, right?
Dude, it wasn't that weird. It was more impressive. I was like, God damn, there were some dudes in there who were so fucking good. Like, I love when people say wrestling's fake, and then, like, I'm like, okay, if you think it's fake, go to a fucking independent wrestling show. Because those dudes are not faking a lot of the shit they're doing. They're actually hitting each other. Not like
fucking
really
UFC,
out, but like when you're jumping off the top rope, flopping onto a dude, there's nothing fake about that.
You can't do. Yeah, there's not much you can do. I mean, you're gonna hit. There's impact.
So I saw something though. The main reason I brought this up, I saw something that I never heard of until I was there. And my buddies who I went with both like to be. They're huge wrestling nerds and love it. And they're like, dude, wait till you see this shit. I'm like, what is it? And they're like, it's called a death match. I'm like, okay.
They brought the pallbearer.
And as like the death match is getting ready, like they're bringing stuff in. So they bring in plywood, and they put them in the corners of the ring, and they have barbed wire on them, like real barbed wire.
Okay, yeah, because I mean they spare no expense.
And then,
like, is this with razor blades?
Fluorescent long tube light bulbs just laying out randomly.
Oh, so the goal is to cut the fuck out of oneself.
And that's what they do. And there's chairs, obviously. That's it.
Oh, okay. So, oh, those are safe.
So they proceed to take these light bulbs. And, okay, you've seen a fluorescent light bulb get broken over somebody's head. That's no big deal. Like, you've seen that in the WWE.
Yeah, well, if you do it correctly, it's no big deal.
Right. But so these dudes are breaking these over each other's heads, right?
Yeah.
And then they're taking, like, the broken part of it, right? You know, like, the half of it that still has glass. And they're pinning the dude down and cutting into his forehead.
Holy
With fluorescent fucking light bulbs.
What the fuck, dude? Okay, so when this cult exercise got done, what did you do?
Well, then I proceeded to watch them take these plywood and with barbed wire on it and slam it on each other. And then one dude took chairs, set them up, put them in between the chairs, right? And then slam the other dude.
Okay, so he made his own table
out of barbed wire covered plywood.
Yeah, this
slammed him through it.
This sounds awful.
And then, yeah, it was crazy too, as they were like fighting outside the ring naturally. That always ends up happening. And they were swinging the fluorescent light bulbs, hitting the other dude over the head with it, and it was exploding into the crowd. I was like covering my beer like, shit, I don't need to drink glass.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder how many people are just breathing that shit in, ignorant of, yo, that can fuck you up.
I'm assuming they have to get, there must be like prop ones you can probably buy that don't have the chemical in it.
It's
got to be the case, because yeah, you couldn't be doing, I'm assuming the venue would be like, hey, you can't fucking do that.
Yeah, because that, I mean, that there's health concerns if you're busting real ones in an closed environment.
Fake one. Like, yeah, because I was thinking the same thing. I was like, those got to be fake. You can't have that chemical in there.
Yeah.
If you bust those, it's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking. I'm probably wrong, because I'm probably the only dude at this indie wrestling show, judging by some of the people I saw, going, is anybody concerned about health risks with this?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. This shit's weird. Like, going to, like, the...
These people, most of the people there are probably the type of people you know are huffing, like, nitrous oxide.
Fuck yeah, dude. Gotta get ready, man. Gotta get ready. One thing we know is... So, only thing I have to compare that to is when I've gone to, like, Raw or SmackDown to go watch that shit. And watch John Cena run out and do his little knuckle truffle or whatever the fuck he does, where before he does the You Can't See Me thing, which somehow is elevated beyond fucking wrestling.
He's John Cena.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you ever go to a live taping, or did you go to like?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I couldn't afford to sit up front.
Well, my buddies were telling me the best shows to go see if WWE comes into town, if Raw or SmackDown comes, is you go to the house shows where they're not taping.
Yeah.
Because they do a lot of the like stuff for just fans who are there.
Yeah, they do that shit after the recording's done. So
do they?
Yeah, so like the one we went and saw, John Cena ended it, and then they had Triple H come out for some reason? And they did this whole little deal and started fighting. And then I learned, oh, that was kind of entertaining what just happened. And then it was like, oh, that don't worry, guy. And then they just start talking to the crowd. Like it finished and he's like, well, shit. And then they just stood up and started talking to the crowd.
What I loved that was entertaining is like, so there's some of these people who are at this indie wrestling, right? And they're obviously big fans and follow this wrestling thing because they know some of the people.
All right.
And there was one former WWE champion there. Jack Swagger wrestled for this one. I don't know, you probably don't know who.
Jack Swagger. Name sounds familiar, but I don't remember watching him ever. I'm guessing that was after I fell away from wrestling.
Yeah, probably. And he was there. But it was funny, some of these wrestlers coming out, and then, like, you have these people in the crowd, like, heckling them, and then to hear, like, the guys respond to the people was even better, because they always – because they get heckled every night, so they know – or they've been heckled multiple times before or whatever.
Oh, for sure.
So they know the right shit to say back, and it's always fucking hilarious.
Gotcha.
And also, at the same time, some of these crowd members get some fucking good zingers in, too.
Yeah, so what was the best you heard?
I can't remember, dude. I was drinking.
Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah, it was fair a lot point. Of fun, though. Like, I encourage anybody to go see an indie wrestling show. Like, that was a ton of fun. It was only $20.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I was like, go do that.
How much?
And I was setting, like, you know, like, it's in, like, an event center, and they just set up rows of chairs, so it's not like there's a ton. There's a good-sized crowd, though. God, there had to be 120 people there.
Yeah, but I mean, in comparison to, like, fucking WWE, that's nothing.
Well, obviously, that's
I know,
the
that's,
majors, man.
I know, but I'm just saying, that's fucking awesome. So you're sitting fucking close, getting to watch these people legitimately
like
beat the shit and possibly give each other cancer.
Exactly.
And making sure each other are checked up. hey, like in the middle of that fight, as the guy's bleeding profusely, yo, here's my doctor's number. Make sure your tetanus is up to date. That was rusty.
My favorite thing is how a couple of the guys, like, because you're sitting super close, and when you're watching it on TV, you can't really see this kind of stuff. But, like, you're going to hear him kind of call out moves. Some, like, a couple of the guys, you're going to hear him totally call out moves and shit.
Gotcha.
So it's always kind of funny. Like, oh, they're playing in it.
Eh, oh, well.
Yeah, I just thought that was kind of funny, a little sneak behind the curtain. But it was really fun. Revolver, man. Go check them out. I'm sure they're coming to a city near you at some point.
Just go check out some fucking shit. Other. Yeah, there you go. That's all it needs, man.
Oh, yeah. Other than that, man, what else? That's about all I've done, man. With stand-up, and that was my big thing this week, was that. So,
all
what
right.
About you, besides Destiny?
I've been playing so much Destiny.
Please tell me you have something else to talk about.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to talk like this the rest of the podcast.
Well, actually, I was playing so much Destiny, I forgot what the hell to do. All right, so, hey, I caught these two fun stories about Amazon that I wrote down because I wanted to tell you about them.
Okay.
And one, I don't really care. And it's Amazon bought FedEx. What's next? By USPS.
Wait, they bought FedEx?
Yeah.
Wait, so Jake works for Amazon?
Amazon, yep. We know an Amazon employee.
That's crazy. I hope Jake somehow gets free Prime. That's what they should give employees.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Because then I want his password so I can watch TV shows that I don't get now.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, dude.
That is crazy. Huh, that's, I wonder if Jake knows about that. He probably has zero fucking idea that even happened.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
It's just fucking weird.
Why is that weird? It actually makes a lot of sense.
So.
It makes sense business-wise.
Yeah, well, that's what I was. Fuck.
What?
I don't know. It's conflicting results, and now I'm, like, wondering if that actually happened.
If it actually did happen?
Yeah.
Oh, the merger might have not gone through?
I don't know. Oh. I just was reading something about all the stocks going crazy and stuff like that because of that.
The stocks went crazy today. I saw something when I was leaving work that it was good, though, for all tech companies that whatever happened.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird.
But it makes total sense if Amazon does buy FedEx just because they ship so much shit. If they buy FedEx and they own it, you know how easy that is for them to ship stuff, because now they can they have fucking shipping centers throughout the fucking United States.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird.
I don't get why you think it's so weird.
Amazon added a FedEx.
Added a FedEx?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Well, if they added a FedEx, doesn't mean. It might mean they're partnering with them, not buying them.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Because I would assume
that would have been a huge headline.
The government's got to stop it, step in if Amazon keeps buying companies and be like, you can't buy any more shit.
If you bought one,
God damn it,
fucking hurts.
Yeah, because eventually they got to tell them, hey, you guys can't keep buying companies because they just bought Whole Foods. Like, they can't own everything at some point.
Or can they?
I don't know. Is there, like, a company you can think of off the top of your head right now that's in a bunch more different, like, business than Amazon? You know, because they sell everything. They now own grocery stores. They develop their own tech. I'm pretty sure they're trying to work on, stuff to help with travel.
Yeah, they're just doing they're doing so much, it's fucking weird.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have all the fucking money in the world.
Yeah.
We have so much money. So, what do we need to do to make more of it?
Well, you can do this.
Fucking lasers, man. Develop lasers.
You can, or you can make an order from Amazon, because this is the other story I had. I wanted to tell both. So, an Amazon customer in Florida ordered a couple 27-gallon plastic storage bins earlier this year. And
were they decay bodies, like black or white?
That'd
were
been
they made of the right plastic?
Yeah. No, they showed up and just a blood-tinged orange. It was really bad. Confused. Didn't know what the fuck was going on. Nope. Instead, what they found of decaying corpses was decaying dankness weighing 93.5 pounds with approximately 65 pounds of nice, dank bales of ganja.
Wait, so you're telling – so a dude ordered these bins off Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And this dude shipped him said bins but were filled to the fucking brim with marijuana.
Yeah.
How the fuck does that even happen?
So I wrote in this because the guy's a narc, but I was like – immediately when I read this, I'm like, yo, this dude's fucking rich or – he's fucking like method man and red man fucking just gone. I mean, he's on another level of existence. No, calls the cops. They confiscate it. Amazon gives him $200. They calculated it out. He would have made over $100,000 if he would have just sold it.
Yeah, but that's you're going. That's a felony.
I know, but that's why. You smoke it. It's legal there.
It's legal in Florida?
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
It's got
you're
it.
Absolutely wrong. No, it's not legal in Florida.
Well, I mean, it's going to be.
It's not, though. So he did the legally right thing.
They have new complex laws over marijuana. I just searched it.
They have new complex laws?
It says Florida has new complex marijuana laws.
It's probably a bunch of that shit where... Because what happens, man, is a lot of... What happens, man? What happens is these a lot of these lobbies... Am I cutting in and out right now?
No, not horrible. You're good. I can hear everything you say.
What happens is these like people, these lobbyists and shit, they let you pass the bill, right? But they put in all these weird fucking rules, like you can't have a if they're allowing you to sell it recreationally, you can't have it with their shop within 100 yards of a school, a liquor store or a bar. They do stuff like that all the time.
Okay, that's weird. Now the bar part I don't understand because hey, if I'm old enough to drink, you bet your ass I can walk over here and do some legal things.
Well, that's the problem, though, is what happens is the bars are lobbying for that because then they feel it won't take away from their business.
Fuck no, they'll start selling food.
But, yeah, you would think, but that's just what I'm telling you is happening. But places of business like liquor stores and bars are lobbying for rules to make it harder for people to open up shops.
Oh, that's fucking dumb. It just...
And then, well, it also sucks is because they're also, like, federally, there's shit in the way. That, like, you can't put anything you make from marijuana in banks. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's a weird part. They have to live like a fucking drug czar who'd sleep on their money.
Well, and that's why people are getting robbed, though, too. So it's putting people at risk more than it is saving. Like, what is that helping people by not letting them use the banking system? It's fucking putting more people's lives in danger than it is, like, helping them.
Yeah.
There's a thing where I remember seeing a story where, like, people waited, figured out when they paid their employees, because they had to pay their employees in cash, too. And they would wait outside and fucking rob employees as they came out.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's funny. That sucks. That's funny. Yeah.
That's what happens, man.
Huh.
Man.
Shit be crazy.
Expand your mind, man.
All right, man. This is like... You just painted my world with vibrant colors and let me know what was going on.
I was feeling those vibrant colors, and then you start bringing me down with all this, like, establishment talk.
Oh, fuck, dude, that harshes my mellow. It's like if you were on an angry tone, but you were talking to the dude. Oh, my God. Like, are you being abducted by aliens?
I don't know what's going on.
All right, well, I guess That's probably should wrap it up then. Holy fuck. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you want to check this shit out.
Is it working?
Now you're talking. Ladies and gentlemen, go to punnagame.com. You can check out all the fun stuff we got there. Like this show. It's fucking great. We talk all sorts of shit, as you can tell by this last episode. Then you want to also check out the Snap Reviews. They hit every Monday and every Friday. It's like a nice little delectable treat for you, just to taste. Because if you didn't hear me talk enough about Destiny, you can read what I have to say about Destiny. It's good. It's good. Real good. Then you could jump over to the number one thing that you probably need to be checking out, as well as listening to every week and checking out the back catalog. That is
Fun Punk Gaming. That's where Nathan Wade and Jake and I. Nathan Wade and Jake and I.
That's who's the I? Oh, shit. Who are you?
It's Norman.
Oh, God.
No, yeah, you watch all three of us play video games. We talk shit on them. We talk shit on each other, especially how bad we are at them. And you can catch those every Tuesday and Thursday right on the website. You can see the latest two episodes right on the homepage. Or if you just jump over to the Fun Punk Gaming tab, you can see every playthrough we've ever done. And then if you need that direct hit to the vein where you need it instantaneously, just head over to YouTube.com, search Fun Punk Gaming, hit subscribe. And then you can use YouTube thing and get notifications when we upload our newest video.
That's real cool, man. But I'm going to go do this blow. And then I'm going to go throw another pitch. Later.
George W. Bush likes to pitch it to Mrs. Bush.
Who is him?